Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, it sounds like Chris is being abducted as we speak. I was looking up Krista Tilton as we talked. Is she still alive?
I believe so, according to what I can gather from. I haven't tried to make contact with her. My understanding is she's still alive living in Tucson. Just to go a little further about how Tom got into the weeds pretty far here.
Well, this is the abduction weeds, which can get to be pretty strange.
Oh, yeah. So, but if, you know, I'm trying to put myself in his mind, and you, plus you've got this romantic relationship brewing in the middle of everything else, which has been known to alter your perceptions, one's perceptions about things, and there's a lot of emotional uplift and downdraft in those kind of situations. So, but Tom, I could see him thinking, like, this woman is in contact with aliens. This is it, you know. And then Krista had this whole tale about how she had a government minder. I can't remember what his name was supposed to be. Wallace, I believe. John Wallace from Nellis Air Force Base. And he was in charge of, like, following her around to her lectures and supposedly had her mind controlled. Now, this is where it gets really murky, you know. So where Tom got in real trouble was Krista and Tom and this guy Wallace, apparently, came up with this plan to see how a rumor spread in the UFO community, which is, doesn't really sound like Tom's style at all, but he got sucked into it. And so they came up with this idea, this thing that's like, after Krista left Wendell, she, you know, eloped or something with this guy, John Wallace, who took her under his wing, and she was to be the government star abductee as they filter this information out about the alien presence. And it was going to come through her, and the, you know, the government was going to direct how it was disseminated to the public, and Wallace was her minder. So they kind of concocted this story, put it into the UFO research community treadmill, and to see where it would go, and who would take what side, who would believe it, who wouldn't believe it, who would add on to it, some sort of sociological experiment or what. I don't see the logic of it myself. But it really backfired on them, and they got an enormous amount of grief, at least Tom and Krista did. I don't know this Wallace, but I don't know what his story was, but after that, some serious researchers I was just reading were saying, after this fiasco, I will never believe a word Tom Adams says again. This is ridiculous. You know, playing with people, toying with this kind of stuff. It never went back on her original claims that she was the chosen one, basically, Maijan or whoever, to convey the alien agenda to the world, and the government was going to filter how that agenda came out of her and into the public consciousness. So,
and this is all post-communion, right? Post-Lady Stephen?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling it was.
It was. So you see how things started getting kind of murky and messy here. Tom had, you know, was playing along with this. I don't think it was his idea, but he went with it, you know, and I think that was another, once he and Krista had divorced and she'd gone her way, he maybe had time to ponder his involvement with all that and was profoundly embarrassed.
So, well, I noticed a real shift in tone in his publication, Crux, which was at about this time folded into Stigmata. All of a sudden, they're talking about channeling this and
yeah.
A lot of new age kind of head-scratching stuff that was really very surprising to me. When I was over at your house researching, going through all those copies of Stigmata and Crux, when I got to the end of them, I noticed that there's, you can really see the influence of Krista in there with a whole kind of new age sort of suspend your disbelief even sort of tone to it. And
right.
His work kind of fizzled out at that point.
True. Yeah, this is true. And So it was, it's part of the ongoing Wendell Stevens saga. And by the way, even though it's generally acknowledged everywhere I read that they, Krista and Wendell, were married, I can find no evidence of that whatsoever. And I've got really good ways of going after public records, you know, the same way I got Tom and Krista's marriage and divorce records. And I can find absolutely no evidence that Wendell and Krista were ever married. None. So that could have been a total fabrication on her part. I don't know why.
Maybe she was some sort of agent provocateur, taking people out of their game and stuff. Maybe she was tasked to do this.
Well, now there's another interesting theory, isn't it? It sure muddied the waters in ufology, and from some people, people's points of view, I suppose, if you were in the government, there might be every reason to make ufology as murky as possible. I mean, from their point of view, you could think, okay, we've worked on this for 50 years, and we still have no idea what it is. It bugs us. The public expects answers. So let's just make ufologists look like a bunch of fools, and we'll throw all this stuff in. I actually think this has happened. It would be to their advantage to make everybody in ufology look like freaking idiots and to thoroughly foul the waters for any kind of serious research. Because that way you can just say, well, it's a bunch of deluded idiots. We don't take it seriously, you know. Just from a sociological government point of view, I could totally see the logic of doing that. And whether she was the perfect vehicle for that, maybe so.
Well, then how do you find the real stuff in these fields if there's so much of these shenanigans going on?
Well, that's where Chris is really good because, you know, you read those books and he beat the pavement. He is a gumshoe. He went out there and said, I'm not going to take your word for it. I'm not even going to take the newspaper's word for it. I'm going to go talk to these people. I'm going to get the interview. I'm going to publish it. So he's separating the wheat from the chaff there, and I've tried to do the same. That, you know, you just, boy, once you get caught in this maelstrom of swirling craziness, it really kind of absorbs you. And if you have any predilection toward any of these theories, you know, confirmation bias type stuff, then you'll go down that road, and you'll go down the next road, and hit another dead end or enter another labyrinth, and it's just, you know, almost purposely designed to confound.
Are you implying that's deliberate or just an accident of the kind of thing we're in?
I think part of that is deliberate. I do.
Yeah, and I think there's a part that's totally built into the scenario. Just but the subject matter kind of generates that sort of confounding.
It does, and that's where it's hard to separate those two. You're right, because the trickster, for instance, this is, you know, trickster tactics. If you're looking at the phenomenon as, you know, possibly as, you know, some sort of modern day version of trickster mythology, then the trickster's always doing pranks and always trying to mislead you and confound you and confuse you and turn the social order upside down. And that's the role of the trickster. So, like you say, that's built into the phenomenon. And then you've got this other side, which is, you know, people interested in societal control for the obvious reasons that they, you know, want everything to be under control, law and order, national security state, etc. It would be in their best interest to say, oh, there's nothing to see here. This is nonsense. It's a bunch of, you know, National Enquirer crap. And, you know, these are superstitious, deluded, ignorant people. So you got those two vectors basically moving in parallel.
Yeah, very easy to marginalize somebody in this field if you want.
Exactly. That's the word.
You know, we've got a lot to talk about here, about the work of Tom Adams and the strange things he encountered, which obviously impacted our cast and crew here. We also should tell you about the impact of our other radio show, After the Paracast. You can learn more about it just by going to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And you can sign up right there for $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 for 5 years. You get After the Paracast, the enhanced version of the Paracast to download, and a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Talking of the Tricksters, which is influencing some of our conversation here today. And that's for people who subscribe to 1 year or more, plus.theparacast.com. David Perkins joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The subject is Tom Adams, one of the unsung heroes of UFO research. Today, if you look for a magazine called Stigmata, you find something in the Russian language.
Hmm.
Really, I looked it up. Are there any copies at all anywhere that one can find?
Boy, they're hard to come by. They're really hard to come by.
David has a complete set. Pajams has a complete set in Holland.
I feel now compelled that since I was entrusted with getting this stuff out by Tom, that somehow I've got to get it all under one cover and get it out, maybe with no editorial comment or anything about it. It's just, okay, here it is. Here's what he published. It's all here. So I'm feeling very, very pressured, compelled, whatever, to go ahead and get that out because I think there is a new wave of interest in his work that he's got.
Well, Tom's real notoriety, if you could even call Tom Adams having notoriety. But one of the things that I think most people out there who are aware of Tom, they're aware of him because of his work on the mystery helicopters. He did produce a very, very interesting and I think very important small publication called The Choppers and the Choppers, which is a listing of over 300 documented helicopter reports in and around mutilation sites. And it was invaluable for me in all my books. There were San Luis Valley reports that I included in my San Luis Valley books. There were just countless hundreds that many of them were referred to in Stalking the Herd. And I think that one particular subject held a particular fascination for Tom. I think he really truly felt that there was a smoking gun connection between the mystery helicopters and the mutilation cases that were blistering the country all through the 70s, except for 72. And up to this day, David just fielded a report that we'll talk about in a little bit from last week in Huerfano. But I do think, and David, if you'll comment on this, I do think that particular body of work probably is how most people who have heard of Tom would probably have heard of him about.
I totally agree, Chris, and we've discussed this at length, but Tom early on got onto the helicopters as part of whatever the mutilation phenomenon was, and very astutely. I saw it because of the Colorado cases involved a lot of helicopters in the fall of 75. But Tom said, oh, this is really, really significant. And, of course, mixed in with those helicopters were numerous classic UFO saucer sightings. So really mixed it up there pretty good. But Tom said, I'm just going to focus on these helicopters. I want to do this report. And he prepared his initial, I guess, prototype report he submitted at Senator Schmidt's conference in April of 79 in Albuquerque, because it was an audience of lawmen, basically, and others assorted. But this is where he laid it out. Said, here's what I have. I have 200 documented cases of helicopters in close proximity before and after these mutilation events. This is highly significant. Oddly enough, no helicopter was ever observed directly in conjunction with a mutilation, like with a cow hanging from below it or anything like that. But the timing of these things is case after case after case. And here's the helicopter was there the day before, and helicopter was heard that night, and helicopter was seen that the next morning. What are these helicopters? Are they, Tom had several theories. It's like either the government was using the helicopters to do the mutilations, or that the mutilations were being observed by the government in these helicopters trying to monitor what the event was, but they weren't actually doing it. It's another train of thought.
Or Linda's theory.
Or Linda's, she's cites some cases where observers saw what appeared to be a UFO saucer-type craft morph into a helicopter and then morph back into a craft, which, is not absurd on the face of it because I think one point of view that I look at it is like a lot of these events, I don't even call them mutilations. I call them manifestations, or materializations. It's a line of thought that I've been following that puts the mutilations more in the realm of the supernatural, basically. It's kind of funny to me that, so Tom comes up with all the helicopter stuff, and he keeps adding on to it over the years. And as you know, Chris, we relied on it really heavily in those sections of Stalking the Herd. and piecing together stuff that happened in the early days back in Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, where the helicopters were rustling things, and then it turned to mutilations, and it was really very interesting research we were doing there, and it was all new stuff that hadn't been put together before, and that was all basically coming from Tom, his original poking into that stuff. But I find it kind of funny that in pop culture now, you hear it with the pundits on TV talking about political stuff, and they make this casual reference to, like, well, this or that would appear to the black helicopter crowd. And so that is, you know, pejorative, obviously. And I'm thinking, well, if they only knew that there is this black helicopter aspect to our society and our conspiratorial thinking about other stuff. Generally, the black helicopter crowd now is referred to people who think that the black helicopters are the UN, you know, New World Order enforcers and that kind of thing. It's not really paranormal, but it's, you know, definitely a conspiracy theory. But in terms of our pursuit of the mutilations and whatnot, it's a definite factor. And over time, I see it as a larger and larger factor. And Tom recognized that immediately and ran with it, to his credit.
Yeah. We had Kevin Randall on the show. We just had him on the show. It was our last show. But we had him on a few months back. And, of course, Kevin is a helicopter pilot and served in Iraq, was in Vietnam. I tried to talk about his involvement with Alan Hynek and Jerry Clark early on in 71, monitoring some of the hog and cattle rustling that was going on. And then I asked him, I said, well, where did this whole meme of the black helicopter, where did it begin? Who was behind that? And he goes, I thought you were.
Oh, God.
Boy, he set me back in my chair. I was thinking to myself, me? No.
Oh, you did it for sure.
Yeah, it's all me. Yeah, I arrived in 93. The black helicopter meme was already going strong.
You were operating in secret, that's all.
Well, I got a call once from Jim Keith, of all people, who wrote Black Helicopters Over America. And I, you know, this is early on in my investigative process back in the fall of 93. And he says, I'm going to be, you know, in your area. Are you going to be available at such and such a time on such and such a day? I said, yeah, I'll make myself available. So I waited for his call, and I got a call, and he goes, okay, we're going to meet. And I said, okay, where? And he goes, you know, the Safeway in Monta Vista? I said, yeah. He says, we're going to meet in the northeast corner.
A Safeway. You know what? There's a Safeway right here. I should go there and look for a black helicopter. We have David Perkins with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Call it the Black Helicopter Cast or something. You know, seriously speaking, they also use the pejorative ET believers for people interested in UFOs. Okay, so a Safeway, Chris O'Brien, you're going to meet this person? Tell me more.
Yeah, it was the only time I've ever had somebody, wait till the last minute to set up an actual place to meet. And I've never met anybody in a particular corner of a parking lot before. I felt it was highly conspiratorial. It seemed paranoid. I asked him, why the heck are we meeting here? And he goes, so we can't be overheard. I'm doing important work. At the time, I don't even think he had a working title for the book. But I think I am actually mentioned in there somewhere. I had had a number of helicopter reports that I had dug into and talked about a little bit in my own writing in some of my early articles. And so he wanted to get more information about that. And it's been years since I read the book. I do think I'm included in there somewhere. But you can't lay that all on me. I actually was reported as a black helicopter once. I was in a 2-man dark purple helicopter, and the pilot let me fly it from Monta Vista, coincidentally, all the way back 60 miles to Crestone. And at one point I dove down and got real close to a herd of cattle, and evidently the rancher reported me, and the sheriff and a deputy tried to chase the helicopter down, and because they had to do the zigzag roads out there, they couldn't keep up. And the next day in the Rocky Mountain News, somebody said, you got to get the paper. There was a black helicopter in the San Luis Valley yesterday, and the description is of a strange, mysterious helicopter that was harassing a herd of cows near Monta Vista, and I realized, oh my God, that was me.
You made the news. Don't you feel proud of yourself?
Oh, yeah. Mystery helicopter harasses herd in San Luis Valley. Oh, my God. You remember that, David?
Yeah, that's too good.
It was a two-man purple, dark purple helicopter, which I guess looked black when you looked up at it, you know, from down below with a blue sky behind it. But, yeah, this guy, it was Rocky Roads, man. He came down and, you know, rented a helicopter for the day, and I got to fly all around the San Luis Valley and videotape. It was just a wonderful day. I just find it so ironic and highly humorous that I should be fingered as one of the mystery black helicopters harassing cattle herds. I'm surprised. I'm glad the guy didn't start firing at us.
Oh,
that's all you need. Then they make a story.
We have cases from several states where helicopters took fire, returned fire, and in one case, a team on the ground started firing at the rancher as well as the helicopter in the air. So the San Luis Valley, two deputies and a sheriff almost brought one down. They said it was starting to smoke, and the engine sounded clanking, and according to the sheriff, he would be surprised if that helicopter made it back to Fort Carson, because they literally tried to bring it down with gunfire.
Oh, wow. Helicopters.
Some fun there.
Yeah. Well, Tom, again, was the one that really alerted me to always be on the lookout for any sort of unusual aerial activity, be it conventional or otherwise. And as far as this whole thing about helicopters morphing into UFOs, I've got footage from the San Luis Valley camera project, some of the early footage that we got a number of years back, where you see a helicopter enter on the right side of the screen, and that canopy is illuminated by the sun at just the right angle, and it turns into a silver ball that scoots across the screen. If I had taken out the first second or two of the footage and then presented that, that would have been widely heralded as an amazing daylight silver, you know, orb sighting because of the way the sun bloomed off the canopy. So appearances can be deceiving unless we really have, you know, really good optics on something, especially multiple camera angles. There's no way that you're going to be able to determine much of anything if you're filming, even in daylight, with something within 5 miles away from you. Light can do so many strange things, especially on the curved canopy of a helicopter.
Do you think there's something supernatural here?
In terms of the mutilation phenomenon?
In terms of the helicopters.
I don't. Occam's razor. I think the simplest explanation is the one that I tend to go with. Prop wash, sound of engines, even silent helicopters, whipping trees around with the prop wash. These are mechanical devices, especially if they start firing back at you with small arms fire. Aliens don't have a habit of doing that, to my knowledge, using small lead projectiles projected at fast velocities. It's just not something that I equate. I think it's apples and oranges.
Therefore, ET does not have a Second Amendment.
What doesn't have?
ET.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they have, like, exotic, you know, particle beam weapons and, you know, photon torpedoes. And, you know, they've got to have something a little bit more developed and high-tech than your regular 30-06, you know?
And flying around in normal helicopters and abducting people and using very primitive instruments to engage in their various medical testing.
Well, evidently, you know, with these implants, they don't have nanotech because they're leaving these large objects in people, supposedly, when all you needed to do was just to insert a stream of nanoparticles that could be self-organized and give you as much information as you want, even with our level of technology. So I don't know. It just so much of it, just as David brought up earlier, it just has this real veneer of theatricality that permeates every aspect of this. And I think people oftentimes take things at face value and then assume certain explanations. With just a little bit of digging, a little bit of analysis, I think the average healthily skeptical person is going to be able to see that, you know, the high strange explanation oftentimes is really doesn't fit. And I think when it comes to the helicopters, we've had enough quality sightings by ex-Air Force guys that worked on helicopters, law enforcement individuals who've been around helicopters a lot, ex-military types, ex-pilots. We have too many good reports of helicopter activity from what you would think would be, you know, highly informed and highly observant witnesses who know who know what they're looking at. You know, if someone like that tells me, yeah, we had this helicopter spotlighting the ground, or in the case of last summer's cases in the Huerfano, there was, what, five of them, if I remember correctly,
right,
David. You know, there's too much consistency when you look at helicopter reports in conjunction with mutilation sites. There's a lot of really good smoking gun evidence to tie those two seemingly divergent phenomena together at the hip. And UFOs masquerading as helicopters, that would be pretty low down on my list of probable suspects.
You know, there's a very unusual thread in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. And we have someone who posted a message under the title, The Matrix. I guess you saw this, Chris. Or maybe you didn't.
He's talking about... Is this a new thread? If it's a new thread, no, I haven't.
Okay, it was posted last night.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. Where he says, folks are telling accounts of what they witness and the jerky, quick, and erratic, fast movements described. And he said, it finally hit me, cursor movements by a computer programmer and tech. Therefore, we're seeing something here that represents a matrix reality, and that's what UFOs are. It's a cursor, moving cursors in our skies, I guess.
Yeah, that's got a nice ring to it.
Doesn't it? I mean, it's something that hit me and saying, you know what? This is interesting. Then maybe we're all creating UFOs then. As we use our personal computers, we're creating weird things in the sky. Or somebody's looking at a giant computer and generating this reality for us, for our benefit. And that starts a whole lineup of discussion, because this thread, by the way, it's called The Matrix at forum.theparacast.com. It started with, I guess, an innocent message, but there are some very interesting responses that I think our listeners should check out. Don't dismiss this unless, you know, maybe you do believe in physical UFOs, but look at all the alternatives.
Yeah. That's why I really like our listenership and our forum posters. They're so creative and so they're always thinking. It's a constant source of inspiration.
We got to think about breaking. With Gene and Chris and David Perkins, you're in
The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, we have David Perkins talking about the work of Tom Adams and how it's influenced a lot of our discussions. In our previous segment, I brought out this unusual forum thread at forum.theparacast.com about UFOs representing some kind of matrix-like phenomenon. But there are a lot of fascinating cases that we just barely scratched the surface on. And I gather you, David Perkins, have another case, a new case to talk about.
This is true. Last August, September, there were, I believe, eight animals that were supposedly mutilated up in Colorado in Huerfano County, where I have a house up there. And I always find that a little odd. Things up there always seem to happen when I'm in Santa Fe, oddly enough. But they're right there at my front doorstep up there. So it's almost like somebody's sending me a message or what here. I mean, you know, probably coincidence. But there aren't that many mutilations these days anyway. I did cover that those cases up there in an investigative series for the local newspaper. Just wrote it up as straight journalism. A lot of helicopter activity, a little bit of saucer activity, lasers on the ground, all kinds of things that were quite an interesting case, very involved.
And I must interrupt, David, and mention to our listeners that the two articles that he wrote won the best story of the year from the Colorado Press Association for a weekly newspaper. For a series.
Yeah, it's called Investigative Package. That's the official award. Best Investigative Package. Anyway, I just wrote up a straight journalism. And, I won that award. That was fantastic. I thought that was kind of interesting that the Colorado Press Association would even recognize mutilations as a legitimate something to investigate. I thought that was significant in its own way. So, okay, we had the cases up there August, early September of last year. In the last few days, I had a report of another mutilation up there in Huerfano County, about very close to the interstate, 200 yards at most, Interstate 25. Oddly enough, right under a camera that, that photographs the interstate for weather purposes, so you can get on online and go there and see what's going on in the interstate. The camera, of course, wasn't trained on the area where the mutilation was. It was a six-week-old black Angus calf. It just had been castrated the week before and branded. It's like one of those cases that Chris and I call equivocal. And the photos I've seen, I rounded up everybody's photos, and the ranch owner, who's a friend of mine, strangely enough. So it looked like there was some predator action on it, at the least. But there are also a few things about it that didn't seem quite normal. From my eye, the rectum cut is a circular cut around the rectum area. A lot of these animals, it's kind of what we call classic. And it looked to be very smooth and precise. But as Chris and I know, that can be also the result of birds that can make something that look like that. One other little item, there's about a 4 foot diameter circle a few feet from the cow where something looked like it had been impressed into the dirt there. You know, this is again, who knows. But there didn't seem to be any other tracks or predator tracks or human tracks or tire prints or anything else. And like I say, this rancher, he's been in the ranching business all his life. He's an old timer. He's seen everything. He knows what predators can do. And I asked him over and over, is there any possibility this could be predators? I mean, he said, nope, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And so you kind of weigh that in. These guys, that's how they make their living. You know, they kind of know these things. And I put a lot of faith in their observations. But then again, this is not all that far from where the stuff happened last summer. So that was another indication that maybe they're related. Then just yesterday, I got a report that there had been another mutilation very close to where the last summer's activity took place that happened apparently 3 weeks ago, and it just now came to light, which would have put it back around Easter, I guess. So that was one that the Sheriff's Department apparently didn't file an actual report on. The deputy went out there and looked at it and went, yeah, I don't know. They didn't file a report. The one that happened last week, there was a sheriff's report, brand inspector, everybody went out and looked at it. They're making their evaluations on it now.
Did you find out anything more about the laser? Because I remember the same pasture last August where the 8 animals were discovered. The prior March, there had been a report to the FAA about somebody painting airplanes with a laser from that exact location. Now, you mentioned something when you talked to me earlier about this case, about laser. Did you find out anything more?
No, that didn't pan out. I tracked it back, and they had mistaken. There was a second-party report, and they had mistaken the laser incident with the current one, but it wasn't as far as I could figure. But the one that you're referring to was exceedingly strange, because what are the odds that you have this cluster of 8 mutilations, and the previous spring, the FAA had several reports of somebody shining lasers at airlines flying over, which is, you know, you would have thought that would have made the news. It's kind of a big deal. But, the GPS coordinates of where that laser was coming from happened to be where the mutilations were found, a few months later. So I just can't think of a scenario that makes sense with any of that.
We're talking really remote, nowhere type locations here. We're not talking about some suburban area.
Right.
I mean, this is miles and miles of pasture land, very few trees, no places to hide, very few roads. And what roads are there are usually, ranch roads that have gates and locks on them.
Yeah, so this laser thing really, really intrigued me. And you, Chris, went after it with the FAA, and they were very unhelpful. And we could not get any further with it, but we do have the reports that the FAA said, call the Sheriff's Department, said, go out to this location and see what's going on. Somebody's shooting lasers at our airline pilots on at least 2, probably 3 occasions from that exact spot where the mutilations were found the following August. I believe that the lasers were either March or April. So no lasers on these current cases. But we have something that at least the rancher thinks is unusual. I'm 50-50 on it. I have the circle. I don't know what could have created that circle, and nobody has any good idea what created the 4-foot circle. I should add that these 4-foot circles were seen in conjunction with another mutilation in Huerfano County, several of them actually a few years back in the La Vida area. The guy said it looked like a tractor tire had been, impressed, and it was into the pretty deep grass. Same 4-foot circle, basically. So we got that. We got what looks like smooth cutting on the rectum area. We've got a mangled cow. From what the deputy said, at least, nobody else seems to have looked in the mouth of this animal. But when the deputy, Clint Bowler, went out there, he pried the mouth open and looked in there and said, yep, they got the tongue. It's cut straight across in the back with a straight cut.
There you go, folks. Clear indication that the cattle mutilation scenario has not ended yet. David Perkins, can you tell listeners what you're working on and where they can find more of your work, perhaps?
Well, why don't they just go on that Google machine there and punch it up? And plus, read all Chris O'Brien's books. A lot of my stuff goes into his prefaces and forewords and main body of the work. We work on those things together a lot. It's there. It's findable. And, yeah, sure, go look it up.
As you see, folks, just recalling what Tom Adams did for everyone gets you into a rich area of UFO and paranormal-related research. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And some people have been written to me, said, well, it's very easy to merge them. Yes, you can merge them, but you kill the content with one of them. We have that second radio show. After The Paracast, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, to learn how to subscribe to Paracast Plus and download that new radio show plus the enhanced version of this show. And if you subscribe for 1 year or more, you will get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version. And by the way, if you go to Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com, you can make a donation there to the San Luis Valley Camera Project, and Chris will be posting updates real soon now. We've been remembering the exciting work over the years from Tom Adams and how he influenced a whole generation of UFO and paranormal researchers. David Perkins, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Izzy. Appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.